if there was any system that could guarantee each person housing, whether you call it the abolition of private property or you call it, you know, just a statewide housing guarantee, it is preferable to what is going on right now.
Yeah. That dude might be the next mayor of New York City. That Zohran Mamdani.
What? I got to hear that again. What did he say?
Hold on.
If there was any system that could guarantee each person housing, whether you call it the abolition of private property or you call it, you know, just a statewide housing guarantee, it is preferable to what is going on right now.
Yeah, he's a socialist, Dan.
Oh, my Lord. The abolition of private property.
Yeah. Well, let me get to our guest, Brian Brenberg, kind enough to join us this morning. Of course, co-host with Taylor Riggs there, the Big Money Show on Fox. And he's also got a special tonight called Fox In Depth, The Cost of Socialism. Brian, welcome in.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate that. Clearly, you've been looking a little more in depth at what the effect is of Zohran Mamdani on these young voters, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we've been trying to understand why they're so drawn to this guy. I live in New York City. This is, you know, this is academic for you guys out there, but for me, it's like I got to live with this. So, why are these young people attracted to him? And it's pretty interesting. So, I went down to NYU here in the city, and I talked to students, and I said, "Why, if you supported him, why did you support him?" And by the way, everybody I talked to, I was just walking around Washington Square Park. They were all Mamdani supporters, okay? Here's what was interesting. I pressed them on the issues. So I said, okay, let's talk about, you know, rent freezes and government-controlled housing. Let's talk about government-controlled grocery stores. Let's debate all these things. And what they said, and to their credit, I give them credit for being honest. They said, you know, I really don't understand the policies that well. I have to say I don't get it. But what they were fed up with was the guys who have been running the place. And they're just kind of tired of the status quo. And Mamdani, it's less about him being a socialist, I think, in some ways. And it's more about him being that smiling face, that shiny object, that made for Instagram politician who says really nice things. And as long as you don't think critically, it's all good.
Yeah, it's frightening. I mean, it's like turning your credit card over to your 14-year-old child, and they're going to go on a spending spree unless you've taught them better, and they don't care because it's not going to directly affect. They get something free out of it, and somebody else has to pay for it. I mean, does this relate to any of these kids relate to that at all?
You know, here's what they say, actually. And one kid was super honest. He said, to be honest with you, I haven't gotten a very good education, and it's hard for me to analyze this stuff. And I thought,
nice. That's
actually true, because what a decent society does, teach young people how to think through these issues before they have to experience them. Because the easy way to learn about socialism is to read about the many experiments we've had around the world throughout time that proves it doesn't work. But if you've got a crummy education, if you've got no decent training in history, if nobody's ever given you a basic economics course, then you can't learn it the easy way. The only way to experience it is the hard way. So what these kids are doing is they're learning the only way they know how, which is the hard way. And what's going to happen is, in the short term, some of them are going to get benefits. Some of them who have an apartment are going to see their rent freeze or maybe go down, okay? But over the long term, what's going to happen is exactly what you and I know is going to happen, and that is people who create the things we need are going to flee the city, and the city's going to be trying to divvy up a shrinking pie of tax revenue and a shrinking pie of business activity. And in the end, you know, I don't know, is everybody going to get housing? Maybe. Is it going to be housing worth the name? Probably not, because developers and landlords aren't going to build and they're not going to maintain things. So I think what's happening is, because our education system is so bad, we in some parts of this country are doomed to learn again and again the hard way.
You know, and Brian, I saw your promo for this on Fox Business. Thank you for diving into this and putting a bright light on it and just trying to expose and educate, as you pointed out, this next generation of voters who are enamored by him. He says all the right things. But did they understand in your time in speaking to these college kids, do they understand the taxation world? Do they understand government doesn't generate income? It spends other people's money? I mean, do they understand that this ultimately comes out of their pockets or the pockets of other hardworking people?
I mean, the short answer is no, they don't.
No.
They just don't. They can't connect those dots. I mean, really, I was a college professor for almost 15 years. I taught economics classes. So I know kind of when I talk to these students, I feel like I'm talking to people I used to teach. And they don't get that. They don't, you know, the education they've gotten has been so focused on ideas of oppression and power struggles and grievances that it doesn't spend any time on basic important things like how do you get entrepreneurs and creative people to want to build the things that make our lives good, like housing, like mm-hmm. medicine, you know, like groceries, okay? Because their professors don't understand that stuff. They don't understand that stuff. And the truth is, I'm talking about colleges here. It's happening in high schools, too. I mean, yeah. The public education system in America is doing the same thing that these colleges are doing because it's run by the same people.
And their parents aren't teaching them any better either, so that's the sad part. You can watch this tonight on the Fox Business channel at 7 p.m. Central Time. It is called Fox Business In Depth, The Cost of Socialism. Brian, thank you for producing that. It's so valuable. I hope parents will make their kids sit down and watch it and maybe have a learning moment out of it.
Hey, from your lips to God's ears, man. I hope that happens too. Thank you.
You bet.
So off the subject of the special for just a minute, based on these economic numbers we're seeing on inflation, on jobs, and all of that, what's your opinion on how the economy is reacting to these tariffs?
Yeah, so I would say there's how it did react and then how it's reacting going forward. So in the early days, you know, kind of the April 2nd, post-April 2nd days, tons of uncertainty, right? If you're a business, you didn't quite know if you're bringing in product from another country, what you're going to have to pay, what it's going to cost you, how you're going to adapt. And I think that characterized the past couple of months. What we're finding now is that tariff story is starting to quiet down a little bit because – you know, we're getting some deals in place. We're kind of getting this 10 to 15% tariff range filling in. We've got a few big ones standing out there. There's no question about it. Canada's out there. Mexico's out there. China's out there. But I think the uncertainty story there is quieting a little bit. So, if, you know, shame on the folks who panicked. And there was a lot of folks in the financial media who panicked and wanted to sow panic. I don't think that was the right response. But where we really are now is you do have an economy that I think is slowing a little bit. If you look at the labor market numbers, jobs numbers, you've seen a little bit of a slowdown, not a lot of firing, but not a ton of hiring either.
Right.
And so I think there's a lot of businesses out there that really are like, hey, give me my cost of capital is so high. You know, my ability to borrow money to kind of fund my business is too high. Interest rates are high. And so right now I think we're in that moment where, are we going to start to see a little bit of the interest rate relief that can help businesses through this next period? And I think if we get some of that, especially starting in September at the September Federal Reserve meeting, that could provide a little bit of needed lift to the economy. But right now it's kind of in this period where it's okay, but the labor market's slowing a little bit and businesses are saying, look, I'm running out of gas if interest rates continue to stay this high for this long.
Yeah, Brian, that is so nailing the head. We've almost got the cart ahead of the horse here with all of the manufacturing jobs and the commitments of foreign investment and all this stuff. But you're not going to get the capital investment in the infrastructure necessary to create the jobs if you're at 6.5-7% interest. You can't make the numbers work.
Yeah, well, it's hard. It's hard for these businesses to make it work. And look, they've got some relief coming. Look, the big, beautiful bill, now big, beautiful law. You've got some really good tax incentives for businesses to build new factories and invest. But again, interest rates matter. And I'm not saying they got to come down 3 points necessarily, no. But I do think businesses and frankly, people in the housing market need to see a little bit of relief there. So I think it's warranted. I think at least a quarter point cut at the next meeting is warranted. But we'll see what Jay Powell does, because he hasn't wanted to play ball on that yet.
That's true. Brian Brenberg, listen, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
You bet.
We'll be watching tonight. The Cost of Socialism on the Fox Business Network at 7 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, he co-hosts The Big Money Show with Taylor Riggs every weekday starting at around noon on Fox Business.
It's going to be a great show. And he also dives into the history and failures of socialism.
Everywhere it's been tried. You're doomed to repeat your history if you don't know it, for sure. All right, coming up, you know, remember the controversy with the MAGA hat at the soccer game? You're not going to believe what MLS has agreed to allow people to wear when they can't wear MAGA hats.
And fly.
yeah.
You are not going to believe it. I'm just going to tell you right now. You're going to want to hear this story.